took something out to the car, went and looked in the car. I never leave them in the car. All of the cars inside the gate. Never leave them in the car. So went and looked, now they're not in the car. Lord, where are those keys? Where are those keys? Looked and looked and looked. And we always put the remote control on top in front of the remote controls, because I go crazy when I can't find the remote. Because the kids be done put them somewhere.
Oh, no.
And they don't care.
Yeah.
They wait for me to turn it on, you know?
No.
But when I need to watch something, I want the remote. And I had put the remote where I usually put it, but they was on top of the keys.
Oh, something like that. Just that simple.
Just that simple. Yeah. Amen. And we was just about to give up. My wife picked up the remote. There was the key.
There's the keys.
I said, thank you, Jesus. But you know, the enemy, you know, could have said, oh, you can't find your keys, just don't go to church.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, you late, don't go. But no, I needed this feeling that we got through song and testimony.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was good, wasn't it, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
We had a good time.
I felt good today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Just listening to the drum, the guitar, the bongos,
everything.
The guitar. I mean, it just, you know, and it's not many of us here, but everybody put in.
Yeah.
Deborah had to get up with her hip.
Yeah.
Amen. She was up.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
The kids was up.
Oh,
amen. So, you know, I love the Lord because he don't take many people. It don't take a whole lot of people to serve God.
Yeah.
Amen. God can do things, wonderful things, miraculous things with just a few people.
Yeah.
Amen. And my mind goes back to the infilling of the Holy Ghost at the upper room. And I believe you said there was 120 people. Can you imagine how many people it was in the world at that time? Not as many as we got now, but there was millions of people in the world, all over the world. But God chose 120 people to shower his blessings on.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen. It didn't take a whole bunch. But from those 120, like a wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
It just spread.
Oh,
yeah. It spread. And it's still spreading to this day.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
All right. God bless you. All right. Yes, sir. Amen.
All right.
You got some already.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'm just cold.
Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for each and every one of us. We're not feeling the best in our body, amen. So I just want to give you a little encouragement today. Keep it on, just a little something to encourage us to keep on keeping on, amen.
Amen.
Because this year, 2018, may be the year that the Lord says, come my people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus stepped on the cloud and went back home, after he had spent his time here on earth, he told the disciples that he was going to come back. Amen. And from that time, you know, and they was looking for him to come right back. You know, come on, Jesus, y'all better get right because Jesus is coming back. You know, it's like, I'm going down to Lower Lake. I'm coming back, y'all. You know. Jesus was he said, but now what I'm saying now is closer than when he told them he was coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Each year that we go on, that was over 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I know that a thousand years is as one day to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do we know that the Lord didn't say, well, I'll give him a week?
That's right.
We don't know.
Or I'll give him 3 days. That's I'll give right. him to a hump day.
Oh,
I'll
right.
give him to a Wednesday.
Yeah, and that's right. And
that's 3,000 years.
That's right.
That's right.
But
oh, boy.
We don't know.
Amen.
I don't.
So I just want to take the parable of the 10 virgins. Amen. The 25th chapter of Matthew. We're going to read a few scriptures in there. And then I want to also read.
What's the first one?
Matthew 25 and 1. And then I want to read a little bit in Luke. Luke 25 through 28. So the first one is Matthew 25, 1 through 13, just going to read, and then Luke 21, 25 through 28. You know, it's exciting. It seems to give new birth and new meaning, a new year. Amen. When we go out and as saints, we pray the old year out.
Right.
We pray the new year in. We pray that. The Lord will add to the church daily as he sees fit. We pray that the Lord will heal the land. You know, the people in the world, they go out and they drink and they carouse and they shoot guns and they do all kinds of crazy stuff. Amen. But a new year brings about a new time. Amen.
Yes.
So let's read Matthew 25. And starting at verse 1 says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were wise, foolish, took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so. Lest there be none, not enough for us.
All right.
But you, and you, enough for us and you.
Uh-huh.
But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
Let's go to Luke 21. We're going to start at verse 25. 21, 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with glory and great, with power and great glory. And when these things begin to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His word. If I were going to use a topic, it would be pay attention.
Yes.
Right.
Things that are happening around us.
Yes.
It doesn't do us good to just come to church.
Amen.
We are faithful about coming to church, but we have to take that extra step.
Man.
We have to pay attention to detail. The detail is Acts 2:38.
Right now.
We have to get it like the Bible says.
Man.
We can be like those 10 virgins. We all come to church, we all Christians, we all saved, even. But when the bridegroom, Jesus, comes and say, come my people, if we haven't paid attention to detail, the detail is being repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and have His Spirit in us. Then we're going to be like those five foolish virgins. We ain't going to have enough oil in our lamps. We're not going to have enough of the Spirit. You know, we always say like a magnet. You put a magnet over something that has the same thing a magnet is. You don't have to touch it. You can just put it right over and it jumps right up. If we don't have that stuff to make us jump up,
all right.
If we haven't paid attention to detail, we're going to be like the five foolish virgins. And gonna try to go and pray, get on our knees, Lord, help me. But you know how it is.
Yeah.
It says He's gonna come. It's gonna be so quick,
it's like lightning.
But you ain't gonna have time to get right.
No. All
right. The five foolish virgins, after they went back and they prayed up and they got all saved. I'm ready now.
Yeah.
Door was shut.
Oh, well, you're not. All right.
Jesus said, they knocked. Lord, let us in. Let us in. I can picture in the days of Noah when everybody, Noah was preaching about it's going to rain.
Yeah. It was time.
Warning. It started raining.
Uh-oh.
Water started rising.
Oh, boy.
People ran to the mountains. Oh, I can get away from that. It ain't going to rain that long.
Yeah, they saw they thought.
But my Bible said it rained 40 days and 40 nights.
That's a long time.
Where everything was covered with water.
Everything. Water buried everything.
one boat. That was the ark.
That was it.
And when everybody went in, the door was shut.
Right.
Not by Noah,
no,
but by God.
That's right.
So when all those people, and I can imagine, there was people knocking on the door, climbing up on the walls.
Yeah. Yep.
Noah, let us in, let us in.
Yeah, banging on their problem.
But like they said, you're going to knock on the door. Lord, Lord, Lord going to say, better get away from here.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
That's right.
Because you didn't pay attention to detail.
Yes. Uh-oh.
You didn't have what you needed to get in.
All right.
Now you can be like the wise virgins and be filled with the Holy Ghost and be baptized in Jesus' name and living for him. So when he breaks it, when he says, come my people, you will have that magic.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You'll be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about what, no matter what goes around, goes on around you.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
Your redemption draws on.
Because if you pay attention to detail,
All right.
know that the Son of Man, God, is soon to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got earthquakes in divers places.
Yes. Oh,
we got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
It's right
crazy.
Here, the fires, first they had fires down there.
Yes.
Now they got mudslides killing people.
Right.
And it's not only in the poor section of town.
It's happening in the rich.
This
ones.
Is in Montecito.
Yeah.
Where all the big money is.
Yeah, yeah, the big mansions sliding down the hill.
Over-free.
Everyone. Oh, yeah.
So they ain't
everywhere.
Safe. Nobody
no one is safe.
Safe.
This right. world is crazy.
But let's pay attention to detail, saints.
Amen.
Let's get right.
Amen.
And let's get ready to get out of here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our escape. Our escape plan.
Amen.
That's all. I just want to encourage you to pay
attention Jesus.
To detail.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord is soon to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
And don't let him catch you with your work undone.
All right.
Amen.